This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Want to take a look back at the leftist legacy in 2019 and beyond? When did it begin? Well, it began decades ago, and it culminated in 2008 when leftists elected Barack Obama, the worst president in the history of the United States, and they believed that leftism was here to stay. I remember when I was in management consulting, and I was phasing out of that, had written my book, it was going to come out the following year, and well, I finished it in June of 2019, and became a bestseller September of 2019, and I was talking to some of my clients who were, you know, concerned about what's going to happen politically. They knew Barack Obama was somewhat of a radical, but they understood, they were, oh, but it could change the nation. Everybody was thinking this kumbaya, we were going to all come together and so on and so forth. And one of them had met with Jim Carville, spent a lot of money. Carville said that politics had changed forever, that leftism was what they needed to embrace. And you're seeing the outcome. You're seeing companies now that with transgender bathrooms, and they got all these policies, LGBT, black, white, and, well, not white, well, hatred of white, Latino, midgets, you name it. Particularly Guatemalan midgets. They got all this legislation, all these things to make them good corporate citizens through social engineering and these programs that effectively demonize whites and make everybody else good. They hate men over LGBTQ and on and on and on. And it all started there. And in 2008, it went on steroids because Carville was telling clients, look, you better get on board. You better understand the way the world is going to work. Barack Obama is going to become president, and he's going to change the dynamic of it all. But it's going to be for the good. It's ultimately going to benefit you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. But what if the Democrats get right? What did they get right in 2019? Let me give you the answer. Absolutely nothing. If you invested in leftism in 2019, you went bankrupt. You got no ROI for your money. And for the record, if you invest in leftism for the long term, if you think of it as a long-term stock that you want to hold on to, what the institutions call a hold, you're an idiot. You want to hold on to open borders? You want to hold on to criminality? Or a Justice Department run rogue? A president who claims he had no scandals when he presided over the largest scandals in political history? Now, I could go on. What did Democrats do in 2019 and going backwards from there? Well, they started and empowered ISIS. Democrats put gave steroids to terrorism. Don't believe me? Go look at the record. Go look at how terrorism progressed in the time of Jimmy Carter. And where has it gone since then? The number of terror attacks around the world in any given decade, go look at the numbers and look at how many terror attacks there are almost daily. Democrats are for illegals. There's no other way to say it, no other way to spin it. They're for illegals. They're for illegals over citizens. They violate your equal protection rights every time they proclaim themselves a sanctuary city where they do not issue an ICE detainer to essentially get illegal criminals out of the country. I want you to think about that. You're a legal citizen. You get a DUI. You got to face the consequences. You're an illegal in this country illegally, and you get a DUI. They won't issue an ICE detainer, and they rush you out of jail. They won't even charge you. And it gets worse than that when you start thinking about other types of crimes. What did Democrats do in 2019, or I should say during the time of Trump, they sided with our trading, and I'm using my finger quotes, partners. They sided with our trading partners. Democrats have not had a concern in the world that we leak over $750 billion every year in trade deficits. They don't care. They consider it bad for business when we demand that we have a more fair trade agreement in place. Nancy Pelosi didn't even want to pass the trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, and when she finally did, she took credit for it. The trade agreement they were all too happy with, called NAFTA, that Donald Trump completely dismantled, wrote a fair trade agreement that has effectively made Canada have to suffer its own losses, and the United States is no longer doing it. It's made Mexico have to capitulate in a host of ways, including helping us at the border. And the Democrats are mad. They're mad at this. The Democrats were mad at the treaty violators of NATO, the people who didn't want to pay their bills. How dare Donald Trump do that to our partners? They use the word partner as if we were really in a partnership. Democrats put citizens at risk in sanctuary cities, as I said earlier, while they want to exercise gun control for the citizens, who the very people who need protection. Oh, but the Democrats who want gun control for you, guess what? They've got permits. They've got bodyguards. They've got protectors. Where do they call these sanctuary cities? Well, what are they? They're crime and rat-infested hellholes. That's what they are. And almost all of them are overrun with homeless. Almost all of them. 25,000 homeless here, 60,000 homeless here. How do you hide a population of homeless that's in the thousands? Oh, they'll clean up the downtown areas when the Olympics come to town or some big deal, but they don't care otherwise. And what else have the Democrats given us? Besides the empowerment of ISIS, the illegals, the mad about trade agreements that we put into place, mad about agreements with NATO, sanctuary cities where they essentially ruin, don't even give us our rights. They want to take guns away as they did in Virginia. Crime-infested, rat-infested cities with rampant homelessness. And the Democrats' biggest chief thing that they've given us is cover-ups. Cover-ups of their conniving, cheating, backhanded, backstabbing, double-handed dealings in every single thing they touch. They offer us nothing. We come back, I'm going to tell you what they offer you. They hide it under the guise of free, when it ain't free. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. wait, no longer needed. That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here talking about the free stuff that the Democrats want to give you. You know the cost of free, right? You get what you pay for? Well, if you, let's say something costs $100 and you can get it, you can get a knockoff for $10, and then you say, well, you get what you pay for. Let's use sunglasses, for example. You think you're getting a decent pair of sunglasses, so you pay $10, $15 for it. Then suddenly the earpieces start to open up too wide. They won't stay on your head. They won't stay on your ears. The nose piece breaks off. They aren't really as polarized as you think. And I could go on. So you have to end up getting another pair within 2 weeks or whatever. But a good pair, they have a flexible thing that, you know, really conforms to your head, sits on your ears right, better quality on the nose pieces, the metal that you use, obviously better quality lenses and so on. But you're getting the deal, right? Well, imagine
if somebody, the Democrats, because what the Democrats would do is go, here's some free sunglasses. And in sticking with this particular example, I want you to think of those free sunglasses as those little paper ones they would give you when you go to the movie theater to watch a 3D movie. That's what they would be giving you. How long do you think those would last? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com or KJRadio.com, either one. Free. The Democrats want to give you free education. Now, I have to use my finger quotes when I talk about education, because you get what you pay for. That free education is costing you a fortune. They raise your taxes every year. Then they tell you, let's give these kids some more free education. There's all kinds of scandals right now. Colleges are fudging their SAT scores. I forget the story, but it's all something to do with making people believe that their school is more highly selective than they really are. Let me give an example of this free education. The chancellor at Arizona State University made the comment to a friend of mine, and he says, well, it's a shame that we get these kids into our program and they have to take a year's worth of remedial classes, two semesters of remedial classes, just so they can qualify. But when you go to their website, they tell you how selective they are in the kids that they choose. And I think to myself, now wait a minute. If you're selective in the kids that you're choosing, how can you say that? And then in the very next breath, you tell me that many, far too many of your students have to take remedial classes. And oh, just for the record, if a student comes in and says, and you go, you determine they have to take remedial classes, why do you accept them? Why wouldn't you send them back to junior college and say, get your grades up and reapply? They don't do that. Democrats want to give you a free income. They say, hey, everybody by birthright ought to have some money. You know, kind of like you with your, as a parent, you may give your kid an allowance because you go, you can't work, but you can work around the house. We're going to give you an allowance if you keep your grades up, blah, blah, blah. Here's how you earn your allowance. Good. But once you leave the house, do you think you really still need a free income? And who's going to judge what that number should be? Is it going to be AOC? Who's going to be the arbiter of this? Democrats give you livable wages for non-manageable workers, by the way, rose to their highest level in over a decade, 3.1% wage growth 3 years in a row under President Trump. But the Democrats go, no, you need a livable wage. We need to guarantee you something. Because if we don't do that, how are you going to survive? What else have the leftists given us? They gave us Jeffrey Epstein. They gave us him. They don't want to take credit for him. Then we find out, oh, well, the guards were negligent when Jeffrey Epstein got hung. Oh, where's the videotape of that? Don't they have videotape of all the stuff that goes on in prisons? Oh, I don't know. Well, something happened during that 15 seconds where Jeffrey Epstein put two bullets to the back of his head by suicide. I know he hung himself. I'm just joking. You know that, right? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, just kind of doing a recap before we get into some of this other stuff. I want you to understand what's going on, what the left have really given us. They gave us Harvey Weinstein, not in 2019, but earlier, but they gave us Harvey, which led to the Me Too movement. They got a bunch of people fired, including myself. They gave us failing schools, which goes back to this free education. Failing schools. Whenever you see a school that's failed, understand it is the left that did it. The only way these schools survive is through your tax dollars. I'm talking colleges and universities as well. They offer very little to attract the student to their college or university. There's some specialties like Las Vegas, UNLV, offers a lot in the way of hospitality. Why? Because Vegas is a mecca for that kind of thing. But a lot of these schools, they're just school running on I'm the University of blankety blank, and we have, you know, we're ranked number 7th in the country in this or that, or number 3 in this or that, or no, we're top 10, top 20, top 20%, top 33%, you know, all these statistics. And let me tell you, it is nothing but a cesspool of indoctrination. Free education. They want to give it away because you get what you pay for. They like transgendering our kids. Did you ever think you would use a term transgendering or hear of a term called transgendering? And it's going on all over the country. People are transgendering. The other day I read a story that a transgender man and a transgender woman had a baby. And it's like, it's a miracle, man. Because the transgender woman is now going to be a mom and a transgender. And when you get to the crux of it, is essentially the man gave the sperm, the woman gave the egg. I think they planted it in the woman's, I don't know even, to be honest, I don't know the details. But here's what I do know. It was the man who maybe acts like he's a woman, but he's the man. He gave the sperm, and the woman who acts like she's a man, she gave the egg. But they want you to be confused by all of this. It was the first transgender birth. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It's a lie. They told us that, I'm talking about the left. I'm just recapping. They told us that this dossier was the most serious document ever. And Donald Trump, the FBI had legitimate reason to spy on Trump. And on this, all this other stuff, I talked earlier about impeachment. Yeah, they rationalize it knowing that they're lying. And Rachel Maddow is being sued over it. I don't know if you guys saw this. She pumped a lot of life into this fake narrative that Christopher Steele was a legitimate dude and all this other stuff. She made people believe the dossier. She was there for the bunkings, but she was absent for the debunkings. She's been accused of being misleading and dishonest. And they're right. So we'll see how that turns out. Short break, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's still tension between Iran's supreme leader and President Trump, despite Iranian militia members withdrawing from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. In comments reported by the Iranian media Wednesday, the supreme leader blames the United States for violence in Iraq. Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida is praising President Trump's response.
Well, I think the president made the right move here, that the Iranians, through their militias in Iraq, thought they could hit us and hit our bases without much of a response. The president responded very strongly. That's what the Iranian regime respects. This was their counter move to get their militias to stage these protests.
Senators returned from their holiday recess on Friday, and the battle over President Trump's impeachment is looming. The House returns next week after formally impeaching President Trump last month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking we should take a look back by looking at the candidates and how they're doing, how they were doing, how they are doing. And there was this article, and here's what it reads. The voters at campaign events for Joe Biden here in Iowa and across the country are not shopping for candidates for themselves as they jostle to take pictures with the former vice president. Yeah, right. And listen to him preach about national unity, they're often thinking about someone else, a dad, a neighbor, a colleague. They consider the political leanings of people close to them who are uncomfortable with the most liberal presidential contenders, but who hate the chaos of the Trump era and are receptive to the kind of centrist, seasoned candidacy Biden offers. See, when I read certain pieces, I know exactly what's happening. This is a puff piece being written by somebody from Joe Biden's inner circle. Some Democrats, they write, have been warning the party not to obsess over these potential swing voters, arguing that electability calculations about mythical undecided moderates are futile at this moment of the political polarization. But for many Biden supporters, those who vote, whose votes are their Republican-leaning relatives and friends, those voters are their Republican-leaning voters and friends, and their perspectives are an increasingly prominent consideration as Iowa caucuses near. I think he could get the independents and more moderates who refuse to vote for Trump, said Bailey Smith, 27, a leader in Atlantic Iowa's business community, and an undecided voter who attended a Biden campaign event Sunday. Asked whether she would moderate, she had any moderate Republicans in mind, she replied, "My dad." So what they're trying to convince you is that this young lady, Bailey Smith, is raised by a Republican, probably is a Republican, and Joe Biden is winning her over. They go on to write, "It's a dynamic that helps to explain why Biden's series of missteps and uneven debate performances, many Democrat voters still believe the former vice president would stand the best chance against President Trump in a general election. Polls show." This is the message Biden's top surrogates are sounding at every turn, citing specific potential swing voters in the process.
I always say that in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, if I didn't have Republican friends, I wouldn't have any friends at all growing up, said Christy Vilsack, former First Lady of Iowa and a prominent Democrat, as she introduced Biden at a campaign stop here Saturday night. Who will appeal to independents? And I want my candidate to be able to appeal to my Republican friends as well. So let me stop there for a second and say this. No serious Democrat is looking at winning over Republicans and moderates. I mean, if that is your strategy, you're toast. And let me explain why. Donald Trump has sown up the Republicans, and he is slowly sowing up the moderates. And to be honest with you, the Democrats are offering him so much help, it's redonky-donk. It's ridiculous. Donald Trump doesn't have to do a whole lot with the moderates. And let me tell you, there's a simple reason. They look at their portfolios. They look at their lives and they go, we're doing okay. Moderates, a lot of people give them a lot more credit than I think they deserve. I say pick a side. It's a relatively easy way to pick. I do understand why people would say, I'm a moderate. I don't want any party. I understand why they would say it, but look, it would be different if the Democrats truly had a moderate faction within their group, but they don't. They don't. They can call Joe Biden, they can say he's a centrist. Yeah, he's a centrist compared to the radicals, but Joe Biden's pretty radical. He's unhinged. You don't know what he's going to do. So, to want Joe Biden is a real problem. And for the Democrats to pretend that Joe Biden is going to appeal to the moderate voters in as much as, you know, he can defeat Trump, that's just patently ridiculous. It's unbelievable. Anyways, they go on to say this. Her remarks came just days after Trump, with his nearly 90% approval rating among Republicans, was impeached largely along party lines. Largely? Exclusively? And then they write this. After he asked a foreign nation to investigate Biden, which didn't happen. And even if he did, if he had said, look, I think Joe Biden's crooked. I think he's had some crooked dealings in your country. I would appreciate it if you guys would look into that. There'd be nothing wrong. Anyway, he says, Republicans who've had long, warm relationships with Biden defended the president instead. Well, you're right, because we know smart money is on the guy that's doing things. For the record, don't agree with everything Trump's doing. He recently did some legislation, and it was around these auto dial phone calls. He did some legislation around that, and the idea was, people shouldn't be able to do those kinds of calls. I get them. I get those calls. I get two or three of those calls a day sometime during the week. You know what I do? I ignore them. But, you know, we become so sensitive that if somebody, because I'm getting sued. At first I told you guys I was being sued by the city of Philadelphia. I'm not. It's a class action lawsuit by some ambulance chasing lawyers. And, you know, we didn't violate any rules, so this case will eventually go away relatively quickly. You know, you get these robocalls, and Donald Trump says companies shouldn't make those calls. I don't care. You can block. I can literally, if I get a call, I can block it. I can go, I don't want any more from this 800-866 number, whatever. I can block it. It's not that obtrusive or intrusive. Anyway, he passed some legislation on that, and I'm like, that seems like a waste of time. And something else he did. I'm not totally in favor of it, but you know what? If that's the cross I have to bear to get what he's given us so far, I'm willing to go for it. Anyway, they go on to say this. For some Democrats, that development amounted to another reason for skepticism of Biden's emphasis on bipartisanship and his claims that Republicans might have an epiphany with Trump out of office. This guy's delusional. Forget the shenanigans, the creeping up behind women, kissing them, and goosing them. Forget that. Forget that smelling of their hair and all the other weird, creepy things that Joe Biden does. Just listen to Joe Biden. The other day he said coal miners need to just get out of the coal mines and learn how to code. Change your careers. Learn how to code, fellas. And while you're at it, get a shotgun. Get a shotgun. He said, away from Capitol Hill, crossover voters are also a rare breed. But recently, New York Times upshot Siena College survey shows that a narrow slice of swing voters does exist in key battleground states, as do voters who say they would be comfortable with Biden, but not Warren, who is more progressive. Biden continues to lead the national polls, too, though he struggled in the early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire this fall. There are a few candidates, Biden obviously being one, that could be attracted to disaffected Republicans and more centrist Republicans, said former Rep. Carlos Curbelo out of Florida. He also mentioned that Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Indiana's former mayor, Michael Bloomberg of New York, and Senator Klobuchar of Minnesota. I don't know what he mentioned about them, except that none of them can seem to get over 4% in the polls, anything significant. If Biden is your candidate of choice, if you're putting your efforts into getting Biden over the finish line of the primary, you're wasting your time. People probably are mad. Kevin, don't tell them, don't tip the hand, let's go with Biden. I really want for the Democrats to bring their best candidate, and it's not Biden. I don't know who it is. They're all crazy as far as I'm concerned. But bring your best candidate. Let Trump beat your best. Because you know what will happen if he beats Biden? Oh, we all knew Biden was going to win. I mean, you know, Biden's stupid. He's really stupid. You know, we knew he's going to lose. They say Biden's appeal to some might what some call the reasonable Republican dad goes something like this. He shuns far-reaching proposals like Medicare for All, has a history of working with Republicans. His warm and personal style is disarming, and he represents a return to what some moderates view as a stable era. A number of those factors are a liability among progressive voters who are clamoring for bold change. But on the campaign trail with Biden, it is the centrist Republican and independent voters who are often on top of mind for his supporters as they think about the general election. So, Biden's got a strategy. He believes he can peel off enough voters to where he doesn't have to pay as much attention to blacks or Latinos or whatever. He's going after the vote that they couldn't get last time. Trust me when I tell you, nothing's changed. Biden's not getting that vote. Biden's not going to get the black vote like he had before. Biden's certainly not going to get the women's vote. But Biden's going to struggle. I suggest Democrats take heed and find themselves a new candidate. We got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He said, according to a dozen
Republican donors and strategists, as well as a former elected officials who can speak free from concerns about retribution for Trump. There is some evidence that Biden can connect with the Republican moderates and the moderates that have no affiliation. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Oh, yeah, he definitely can, said former Governor John Kasich of Ohio, presidential candidate who got his butt kicked, pointing to Biden's ability to speak to blue-collar voters. He's a guy who can do it probably better than any other Democrat. Chuck Hagel, Republican, served as defense secretary in the Obama administration, wrote in Biden's name on the ballot instead of voting for Trump or Hillary in 2016. This year, he said, he favors Biden again and would not back Trump or Warren or Bernie Sanders of Vermont in the general election. It's a view shared by other Republicans, Hagel added. Yeah, the one or two Republicans that all meet at the coffee shop talk about this stuff. These people are delusional. Trump has so solidified the Republican Party, Democrats are afraid to talk about it. They want you to believe that the Republicans are in disarray. They trot out guys like Hagel and Kasich as if these people mean anything. Kasich wasn't at 3% of the vote last time when he ran, and he made it. You know what he did? He outlasted everybody else except for Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And it finally got down to the point where Kasich saw the writing on the wall and said, look, I got nowhere to go. Anyway, they said, this article goes, they've said to me, if Biden is the nominee, I will vote for Biden. I will not vote for any of the other Democrats, recalled Hagel, former Republican from Republican senator from Nebraska, citing Biden's experience and his empathy. I don't know how big or deep or wide that is in this country, but I hear it. In other words, Republicans are saying, I'll vote for Biden, but I won't vote for any other Democrat. When I tell you that you know a puff piece when you read it, I'm helping you discern a puff piece. This is not a legitimate writer that's writing something. This is somebody who's been paid a fee to write this article. Get it circulated. Get people talking about it. And it was successful because I'm talking about it. He says, they go on to write this, at Biden's campaign events, prominent supporters often instruct attendees to think in pragmatic terms, a stark departure from the fiery populist messages that animate events held by Warren and Sanders. So they're drawing a distinction between Biden's two top challengers. Don't fall for Warren or Sanders. Play along with us. They said, in recent days, here's what they said. It's not going to be you, it's not going to be me, it's not going to be a party faithful to turn this election. It's going to be independents and moderate Republicans, said Chris Lauscher, Democratic activist. He told a number at the Biden event in Algona, Iowa this month, thinking of her brother-in-law in Florida. I have a lot of family, a lot of friends. I have people in this audience today. They are Republicans. They will vote for Joe Biden. That's how he wins the next election. They want you to believe, people, that your vote isn't going to matter. Joe Biden is amassing all these Republicans. Why? Because they hate Trump. They hate Trump so much they fill stadiums everywhere. If you said U2 is coming to town or Donald Trump is coming to town, I'm going to tell you something. Don't you dare bet that Donald Trump won't draw more people. Don't you dare do it. It'll embarrass you. They said this, in recent days, Biden has been sharpening the contrast between himself and his Democratic rivals, using in addition to his stump speech to swipe at those who suggest he is naive for wanting to cooperate with Republicans, the very Republicans he acknowledges who are attacking him, his family, and his only living son. Let me tell you something. That is the biggest crutch. Joe Biden wants to feel like he's being attacked. He wants you to, oh, poor baby. If there is an attack on Joe Biden, he brought it on himself, first of all. Secondarily, if there is an attack on Joe Biden, it's because there are so many people who don't trust this guy, who now believe the president of the United States. I mean, and if they are not, you know, attacking him as he proclaims it's Democrats attacking him. It's the same thing Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, oh, they don't want a woman of color in the White House. Who doesn't want it? Who doesn't want it? Have we voted? I don't know about you. Did you cast a single vote for Kamala Harris? Was there any? Were you asked to? Did she come to you and say, listen, conservatives, I know we don't agree on everything, but surely I want to get your support based on these following factors. She never came to me that way. She didn't even come to me and say, look, you're stupid if you want to vote for Donald Trump. You're stupid if you want to vote for a racist. You're stupid. I don't believe any of those things. And I know I'm not stupid. So it makes me wonder what's going on. Well, I don't know. Sharpening the contrast between himself and his Democratic rivals. Uses stump speech to swipe at him, saying he's naive because he wants to cooperate with Republicans. John McCain was of that ilk. John McCain was like, yeah, we'll go out and talk with, the reach across the aisle. He was notorious for wanting to reach across the aisle. Let's move on. What about Warren? Who's in charge of the party of lynching of black people? Is it Elizabeth Warren? Is it Joe Biden? Is it Bernie Sanders? Here's what I can tell you. It's nobody black. Nobody. No black power brokers. Those who are black no longer want to be power brokers for the left. I was talking with Jack Brewer the other day. Jack, former NFL player, stellar record, went on to start the Brewer Group, a financial services firm. I was talking to him. We were talking about, you know, who's in charge of the Democrats and what's going on with the Republicans. And Jack, being a former Democrat, said, man, Donald Trump is delivering. You guys may have seen him on TV. But I ask you, who's in charge of the party of lynching of black people? They don't like impeachment hoax. It isn't polling well. Worse, they claim they need to fast-track it, only to stall it. And if you think that the public isn't aware of the double standard in these rules, they're delusional. Warren posted a video of herself visiting a high school. By the time I graduated high school, my folks couldn't even afford a college application, much less 4 years of college, she said in the video, before delighting us with a video of her looking at a trophy case. Full of her debate trophies, I believe. Yeah. High school debate team. Here were a couple tweets. When she put that down, by the time I graduated high school, my folks couldn't afford a college education, much college application, much less 4 years of college, blah, blah, blah. Says, it was great to meet Oklahoma State champions, et cetera, et cetera. And that's it. The message of the video this writer wrote was clear. Elizabeth Warren grew up so poor she couldn't afford college. What she fails to mention is that she did go to college. She went to George Washington University on a debate scholarship. Why was this little factoid left out of her tweet or her video? Was she desperate in an attempt to appear relatable to regular people? So desperate that she deliberately created the false impression she couldn't afford to go to college and thus didn't? If you didn't believe her life story, that's definitely the impression this tweet and video gave. But that's not her story at all. She went to George Washington University on a scholarship. Makes a great story about how hard work and studying can pay off, open up opportunities and doors. But that's not exactly what fits with the left-wing orthodoxy. So instead, she just skips over that detail in order to make it appear missed out of college because she was poor. But she didn't want to bring up the fact that she dropped out after 2 years to get married. See, high school debate gave her the opportunity to go to George Washington University, but that was an opportunity wasted so she could do what? Marry a man. But the deception gets worse, because in order to make a point about universal college education, she talks about how she eventually got her degree at the University of Houston, which had cheap tuition. Funny how her dropping out of college to get married wasn't mentioned here, too. Or the fact that the University of Houston wasn't the only public college with affordable tuition, which means if she hadn't gotten the scholarship to GWU, that college was absolutely accessible to her when she graduated high school. It's just another bogus narrative, just like her Native American heritage. desperate to hide the fact that she was wealthy by omitting key facts from her biography. Why? Because it creates a politically convenient narrative about her story. Folks, Democrats lie. Their resume is as good as they get because it is fabricated. It isn't stuff you do. I hope you just put what you do on your resume. I shake my head at these people because we take them so seriously. They have no credibility in my book.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.